You're listening to the Next Wave Radio Network.
Show officially dead now. I remember it killed.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Yeah, it killed a lot of people.
Did they kill a lot of people?
Well, I mean, they didn't.
The
kill a lot
one
of people,
chick that was like, "You have the warrant." Is she? Yeah. She's dead.
Yeah. Oh, well, she died like shortly after that show went off the air.
I thought she played like Will Smith's mom a couple times in
she
the
did.
Fresh Prince. She did.
It was around that same time. Yeah, she died.
Wow.
Right, I gotta look her up. Hold on, I gotta turn my
this is
my
important.
On.
This is
no,
important
exactly.
Stuff.
I must know. It
so while you're looking that up,
yes.
So the what was it? Sci-Fi Channel did one of their annual shark movies again.
Oh my God! Yes.
Is this the first one of these that you've seen?
No, it's been a while. I mean, I grew up with the old. I mean, because I feel like they've been doing this for a couple of decades, right?
They've been doing it for a while. Like I know the first one that I actually watched all the way through was Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus with Debbie Gibson.
See, I missed that one. I remember hearing about it.
I have it on DVD.
Well, somewhere between the time when I finished or when I stopped watching these little gems on sci-fi and Sharknado, which is what the new one is called, they went from totally unself-aware, like we're just going to make, you know, we're going to make a real film that's going to resonate with people. And now they're just like, fuck it.
Yeah.
We're going to do whatever we can. We're going to manipulate people. We're going to give the folks what they want.
Right.
And they wanted sharks
and
tornadoes.
And they got horrible ratings.
No, did it?
With everybody who talked about it, the numbers sucked.
Well, tell that to Twitter because my fucking feed was...
Oh, I know, man. Twitter and Facebook, everybody was talking about Sharknado. In fact, like I was going crazy, like how I had talked to you earlier today and how I just said a couple minutes ago. I was like, man, they've been making movies like these for a while now, like Mega Piranha versus Gatoroid and like and Giant Piranha.
There's almost
with
like
Tiffany.
There's probably like a Mad Lib formula that you could work out where it's like insert noun, insert animal.
Oh, yeah. Shark cancer. It's going to be from inside. Sharks just eating you up. No, it sounds interesting, and I know you suggested that we do that one, so I've got to see it. I never watched it.
I can't believe that the ratings
were
horrible. I wonder if because of all of the feedback on it now that whenever they rerun it, because they rerun them for 24 hours.
Yeah, they're
straight,
doing it again on the 18th, I think. The 18th or 19th, they're showing it again.
It's got to be... Yeah.
Well, I'll set the old DVR.
See it.
We've got a lot on our plate coming up, because... Joel and I are going to a press screening of 20th Century Fox's new masterpiece, The Wolverine.
The magnum opus of the X-Men Origins.
We didn't get enough from X-Men Origins Wolverine, which we got to do leading up to this. But yeah, we're going to be seeing The Wolverine before it's even out.
What happened? Because they were setting up that X-Men Origins like it's X-Men Origins, and the first one is Wolverine.
And the second one was supposed to be Magneto.
Ah,
and
what happened?
And then they turned it into X-Men First Class. And they took the Origins Magneto script and they ended up doctoring it up to fit the First Class story as well.
It's a much smarter way to do it because...
I don't know, man.
No?
Because the Magneto storyline was the most interesting aspect of that movie for me.
The villains always are.
Well, but he was the good guy in that movie.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, no, I get what you're saying. But it was a smart script. Like, I would have watched a whole 2 hours of him just hunting down old Nazis that did experiments on him.
Interesting.
Because that whole bit... Where he goes into Cuba and he's like talking German to these guys or whatever, and then ends up using his magnetic powers to make the dude shoot himself or whatever.
Right.
It was awesome. It was some great stuff. They called it, what was it, Magneto being James Bond. And it was the best part of that movie. After that, it suddenly got kind of pedestrian. I enjoyed some of the story that they were telling, but it didn't match up to what was going on with Magneto.
No.
And then, of course, you've got the bar scene where they walk in. They're trying to recruit all the mutants. And they walk into the bar, and there's Hugh Jackman dressed like Wolverine. They're like, I'm Professor Charles Xavier. I'm Erica Lyncher. Go fuck yourself.
Fuck yourself, yeah.
And that's the scene. And they walk out.
Which was I don't want to say it was the highlight of that movie, but that was
for
kind
me,
of like,
it kind of
was. It really?
Yeah,
I remember that being spoiled months in advance when they were talking about it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea that was coming. I saw that in the theater with my dad. I was in New York with him, and I was like, let's go see the new X-Men movie. So and that happened. I lost my shit. In fact, I brought like 2-3 other people to see that movie again when I came back here just to see their reaction when that part happened. I enjoyed that immensely. But we are not here to talk about X-Men.
Not yet.
Did you find out when that woman died?
Oh, yeah, let me find this up.
Oh.
This is very important.
I was trying to be smooth and like talk about other stuff while
you
were
looking. I lost my train of thought. It happens.
You had me at Magneto.
Like a child.
While Joel's looking that up, we did just talk about how it's like sci-fi, they're shark movies. It's like they're not even trying anymore.
No.
They're just trying to cater to every audience and just do the most outrageous thing in the world.
Actually, I would interject. I don't think that they're not trying. I think they're really trying. I think they're trying more now than ever. They're trying really hard to, what's the most ludicrous combination we can find?
What would be the best combination for you?
Oh my gosh. I'm horrible at these. Why do you put me on the spot?
Oh man.
Something with insects, something with giant insects.
See, I would love to
raping
see
trees.
Sharks invade Woodstock and call it Sharkadelic.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
They're wearing tie-dyed shirts.
Yeah, they're hiding amongst the hippies. we were talking about movies that get it bad on purpose, and that aptly wraps up the movie that we're talking about today. In fact, I kind of feel weird. I told Ken, we were recording the Joe vs. Ken podcast before he came in, and I think I told Jeff this too while we were watching it earlier. I feel kind of weird talking about this movie because the aim of this podcast, I feel, is to try to take movies that aren't trying to be bad. They're actually trying to make a legit film,
yeah,
and it's not working out. And that's kind of how I feel about us doing Birdemic 2. The question is, but they become self-aware.
Exactly.
You know, is it worth doing that? And then we talked about the American Ninja movie, and we're like, you know, that one doesn't quite deserve to be there.
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie. It's just cheesy,
yeah,
but it's a good flick.
Like 90% of the 80s movies.
Right. This one falls into the Birdemic 2 category. It is the only horror movie I know of that takes place over Thanksgiving or uses Thanksgiving as a theme. Of course, I'm talking about Thanksgiving.
Yes. Until the sequel, of course. We've got Thanksgiving. I don't want to spoil it already.
Yeah, but it's okay. It's all right. We do have Thanksgiving 3.
Yes. I love how they jump right over Thanksgiving 2.
Well, the whole plot of Thanksgiving 3 is, I like that we've jumped over now just
that's
the
all
review
right
of this.
It's like a Quentin
3,
Tarantino movie.
The story of it is that every copy of Thanksgiving 2 has been destroyed except for one. And in the whole premise is that the bad guy, Turkey, is trying to find that copy of Thanksgiving 2. And there's like a force of people that have been brought together to try to stop him. I've watched some of Thanksgiving 3.
Oh, already? Is it leaked online?
No. If you've got Amazon, if
yes,
you have Amazon Prime,
I'm aware of the
you
Amazons
can watch it on there.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's on Watch Instantly right now on there.
Well, that's worth the $80 right there.
It's, yeah. That and the free shipping.
Second shipping, yeah.
The production value is amazing.
It looked like it
sequel
from the trailer. Like, this looks like a multi-million dollar budget.
It's almost a complete puppet movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's almost a complete. There's two live actors in the entire film.
The Jim Henson Company behind it?
I don't know who's behind it, but they're great.
Wow.
Like this, I'm not shitting you. The production value on it is, I don't know how they jumped from what you get in Thanksgiving 1, but Thanksgiving 3 looks amazing.
Mark Cuban came in as an angel investor and just like,
you're going to make this part of the Magnolia
Pictures. The world needs Thanksgiving.
The Shark Tank.
That's a great show.
Sharks.
Yeah, there you go. That's the next.
I don't see any sharks in that show
Shark
at all.
Shark Tank versus Thanksgiving.
So Thanksgiving. Where do we? So these kids.
Well, first of all, I feel like this movie was built around. Obviously, it was built around the puppet. There's this spoiler alert. There's this turkey puppet. This turkey. Demonic turkey puppet.
That's voiced by like just. It's like they picked up some dude off the street and was like, "Hey, you want to make $5?" And he's like,
no, I'm feeling like the makers of this movie, like this is what they did Friday night, smoking a bunch of pot. One of them would put on the turkey out, or you know, the turkey puppet, and they would just fuck with each
and
other.
And they'd like, just
you know
laugh
what?
And shit.
This needs to be on film.
Be like, dude, we need to make a movie where this thing kills people.
Has to be feature length. Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. And like you said, like they are self-aware, which is really one of the only redeeming qualities, because if they weren't, well, it took me about the first act of the movie to realize, okay, they're in on the joke.
Right. No, Jeff and I were watching it going, are they in on it? Do they know? Like, they have to know. And then at like one point, there's like a piece of dialogue. I can't remember what was said. But it was like, oh, yeah. No, they're totally in on it. I think it was around the time when like the Billy character.
Yeah.
And he's messing with like the nerd character or whatever. And I think it's like when Billy dies and there's this whole song montage.
Yes. Oh, my
we're
God.
We're getting way ahead of ourselves. But yeah, there's this song montage.
It's
where
the
it's
best
like,
part of the movie.
You're my dead friend.
I want that on iTunes, by the way.
Well, they put Hanging Out With My Family on iTunes, so this has to be
there
on
there. You go.
I want the theme song to this movie on iTunes.
It is. Yeah.
It's a pretty decent little theme. There's some oddly like well-produced parts of this movie.
Yeah.
Which just shocks me. Because everything else is like, there's no white balance at all going on in this
movie.
No, it's
awful. The cuts are awkward. The sound is terrible.
Yes.
Half of it is shot like through a driving. Again, the hallmark of all like horrible movies are like 50% of them take place in a vehicle.
Yeah.
Because it's like, my dad's got a car and I got a video camera. Let's go make a movie.
They managed to fit like six people in a Jeep, in a small Jeep.
I can just imagine the guy with the camera hanging out the window, like risking his life to bring us Thanksgiving.
Right. Well, you know, the guy got annoyed because originally the Jeep was all open topped and stuff. And at one point, they make like a point of showing you, look, he's putting the top on it. Because there's no way you could film those sequences of them talking in the Jeep with a wide open top of that Jeep. You just get that the wind noise.
Yeah.
But it didn't make it better. Those scenes look like they were filmed on the surface of the sun.
Yeah, one of them blown out. The other one is way overexposed or underexposed.
Yeah.
And it's almost silhouetted. Yeah.
So what's going on in the story of this?
Well,
how does this thing start?
You know what? I have to take something back because I said, it took me a third of the movie to realize that they were in on the joke. That can't be, because the very first shot of this movie, do you remember the first shot of the movie?
The boob.
Just a giant tit.
It's a giant tit.
You get these title cards and then slow fade to a giant tit bouncing up and down.
The title cards was like 1861, the olden days or something like that.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the year was, 1651 or something, olden days. And then moments after the first Thanksgiving. And
is
then
that
just,
even historically accurate?
I don't think so.
And
then just a close-up shot of a nipple.
Yeah. And I watched this, you remember that party I had a couple of weeks ago. I have this 12-foot inflatable movie screen that I impulse bought. It's glorious, by the way. I want to watch all of my movies and TV viewing on it from now on.
It's awesome. If you ever go to Joel's to watch a movie, make sure you get the obstructed view.
Well, listen, there were plenty of seating. You chose the one behind the pole.
Actually, so that was the one that Andrea assigned to me. She was like, you sit here. And so I sat down. I was like, great.
Don't listen to Andrea.
Okay.
Yeah, so this was the day after that party. I still had the screen up. I still had the projector that I had borrowed from work. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to watch Thanksgiving out here. So I had my little Bluetooth headphones on. And I freaked out because, like, you can see the movie screen, like, above my fence in the background.
Yes.
So I'm like, how many people are, like, looking out their windows and just seeing this big slow-motion boob
the
on a 12-foot screen?
Was watching porn on his giant screen.
That's exactly what I thought. I was like, maybe I'll take this inside. But luckily, that was the only nudity.
Yeah, that's
right. Actually, I take that back. No, there's nudity later on, isn't there?
Is there?
Maybe not nudity, but the most graphic.
There's sex.
Sex scene. And not in a good way.
She's fully clothed whilst having sex.
Oh, my God. Do we want to get into this or do we want to take it chronologically?
Let's hold, because I know we're going to we'll get to this in a second. So the story, like, this opens up and there's a pilgrim, a topless woman pilgrim.
Yes.
Running through the woods.
Milky white breasts.
The ugliest boobs.
Well, who else are you going to get to run across a field naked in your low-budget shot on VHS-C movie?
There's a woman. There's a name in the credits that's Wanderlust. Do you want to bet that this is Wanderlust?
It's got to be. Got to be some out-of-work porn actress that were like, hey, we got $50 in this bottle of wine. How about...
you just
got
to let this turkey fuck you.
That's right. Put this pilgrim outfit on.
So she ends up falling on the ground, and like you see the turkey, and he just... It's the most... just.
Oh,
it's the most ridiculous looking puppet. And it's a close up of his face, and he's like, nice tits, bitch. And then
he kills
her with a tomahawk.
Yes. Well, that's his weapon of choice.
So now we fast forward, what, like 500 something years later?
It's present day.
And these
kids, timeless, this movie.
Yeah, the kids are getting out of school, and it's Thanksgiving break.
Yeah. And there's some nice, I don't want to call it cinematography because it's all shot on, you know, VHS, but there's some nice framing going on. It was obviously shot in the fall season. You know, they could have been dumbasses and shot it in winter. Hey, look at our Thanksgiving movie.
Right. Well, winter would have still worked for Thanksgiving if you're up north.
That's true. Now, do you know where this was filmed?
I have no idea.
I'm using the word filmed like this.
I do. I know exactly where it was filmed. Kralberg.
The fictional town.
Kralberg.
Right outside of Springfield, right?
Yes. So tell me, where do we go from here with these characters?
So immediately we're introduced to, I'm not sure the first person you see on screen. I want to say
it's Billy.
I think it's Billy, who has the breakout role here. Like, if anybody's going to be a star after this, don't spoil it for me. Is he in Thanksgiving 3? Well, I hope he is.
Billy got killed in this one.
Yeah, but they can always find a way to bring him back through musical montage.
I'm going to tell you, I don't remember seeing him.
Okay.
But
well,
I just kind of hopped around. I hopped around in Thanksgiving 3.
Because he is enjoyable to watch. Mm-hmm. He's like the poor man's Blackjack. Blackjack.
Blackjack.
Poor man's 21. Jack Black. I mean, you know, he's your stereotypical, you know, fat sidekick who you know is going to die the minute you see him.
Right.
but he's got some genuinely funny moments in here. And he's the first person you see, and he's ripping his T-shirt off yeah. He-Man style or Hulkamania.
But he is quite out of shape.
Yeah. So the idea is they're letting out for Thanksgiving break. I can't tell if they're college students. Are they high school students?
I think they're college students.
They must be.
Because there's that whole scene where she's talking on the phone to her dad. And he's like, you're going to be my date to the Thanksgiving policeman's ball, right? You know, let me know when you get home. I mean, if they were in a small town in like high school, they probably wouldn't have had to camp out overnight.
That's true. But would she be living at home with her father, the police commissioner?
I don't know. But she wasn't. Do you like at some point when she went home, she asked, I'm getting ahead of ourselves, but she asks the turkey that's posing as her father.
This is great.
she asks if he can show her to the garage.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So she doesn't
clearly,
live there.
Clearly unaware. See, I can leave it to you to pick up on these details of script continuity and what's missing. That actually is a nice sequence. Can I go ahead and jump to that?
Please do. Because long story short, the Jeep breaks down for some unexplained reason.
Yeah. Where are they going? They're going camping. They're going to celebrate.
They ended up camping.
Yeah.
They ended up camping. They were going to go home, but they ended up camping because the Jeep broke down.
And we should say that they are Billy the fat guy who rips his T-shirt off.
And then some nerd guy. I can't remember his name.
There's a nerdy guy who has a problem with over-salivating for some reason. He's always wiping his mouth.
There's Johnny the jock.
Johnny the jock.
With his puka shell necklace.
Oh, yeah. So stereotypical. Who you think is the star of the movie, or at least the way he's shot. He's so, like, heroic.
There's no star of this movie. There's none. No, seriously, there's no star.
The turkey is the star.
The turkey is. Yeah, turkey is the star because you've got Johnny, who you think is going to be the protagonist,
right?
And he's not. He doesn't do anything. You got the chick with the bad acne on her face.
Oh my God.
And then there's the slutty chick.
The slut.
So you've got these characters, and their Jeep breaks down. They end up camping overnight, and they find out they're in a place called Crawberg, and the nerd happens to know, you don't know Crawberg? Well, that's where there's the legend of the killer turkey.
I
500
love that.
Years ago,
yeah.
Some Indian cursed he was a necromancer, and he cursed a turkey to kill the white man.
That's what it was.
And there's this small, like, burial ground where there's a small totem pole in the ground, and a collie comes up to it and pees on it.
Yep.
And that's what resurrects turkey from
Activates.
The grave.
Activates, yep.
Yeah. And so then Turkey gets up, and he's like, oh, I'm pissed.
You do a pretty good voice. You need to be in the sequel.
Thanks. So he ends up killing the dog, and that's the first death. And that's when we find out that this killer turkey is roaming the land for real.
That's right. On the loose, looking for blood, for white men to kill.
He terrorizes these kids, and the kids end up driving off. And the turkey decides to hitchhike to follow them to their homes.
That's a nice. There is some effect shots in here.
You do remember this part, right?
I do remember this. Where awfully the guy, creepy. The guy homoerotic.
Stops, the guy stops for the turkey.
He's gonna pick up this turkey to fuck. Is what's implied. It's not even really implied. It's flat out said. Looking at this turkey with longing eyes.
What does he say to him?
Oh my God! I have to look up. I know I wrote it in my notes. Here.
He opens the door and he says, "Ass gas or grass?"
Oh my God!
And the turkey's like, "Well, I'm all out of gas, so I guess it's ass." So the dude's like, "Check, yeah, that's a tight ass." And he's about to fuck this turkey.
I do love how the humans in this movie, like, are unable to recognize that this is like a 12-inch turkey talking.
It's a turkey
yeah.
who happens to have like a Felix the Cat's bag of tricks because this guy's about to fuck the turkey. And the turkey's like, no, that's not for you. And then turns around, has a gun.
Yep.
The turkey has a gun.
He's got like Harry Potter in his purse.
And the dude goes, please, sir, please don't. I have a daughter. Call her. And this dude calls his daughter and he's like, I just want to tell you I love you. Give your mom a kiss for me and tell her and he gets shot. Yes. The turkey fucking shoots him. And the turkey drives
away. And that's where I turn. That's where I went from this is a horrible movie to this is going to be an enjoyable romp. My favorite Thanksgiving movie ever. So, right next to Plane, Trains, and Automobiles.
So these kids end up getting home. I don't know where they live, but they end up getting home, and you know, Johnny drops everybody off at their respective houses or whatever.
That's right.
And Turkey just kind of knows where everybody lives.
Yeah. He's a magical turkey, so let's not start questioning logic here.
Our character Johnny apparently he has some daddy issues.
Yeah,
because
no kidding.
He didn't get the starting job as a quarterback for his college.
He's disappointed his father.
He's disappointed his father. And so he comes home and he lies to his dad about getting the job.
And how quickly the father turns and it goes from just disdain to admiration. you're my son. You're my boy.
And that's when the turkey kills him.
That's when you know he's going to die because he had his he served his purpose in this script.
The turkey kills. He just knows who these people's families are,
yeah,
where they
yeah.
live, kills this guy's
parents.
Well, he's
got Google Maps.
And nobody seems to care at all that their loved ones are getting killed by this turkey.
Yeah.
No one gives a shit.
Well, later on in the movie, again, spoiler alert, the body count really, gets racked up fairly quickly.
Yeah.
But later on, what's the girl's name, the main female?
Christine or Chrissy? Or
she realizes that... And this is like the best part of the movie. The turkey has now killed her father,
yes.
who was the police commissioner, the sheriff?
The sheriff.
He was the sheriff. So for like half the movie, the turkey is wearing like the skin mask of her father. But again, it's not to scale.
No.
It's shrunk three inches.
To fit his head.
So, they knock, knock. She's knocking on the door, and the turkey opens it. And he's just got this little mask. He's like, down. They're looking at their feet at the turkey. Oh, hey, Dad. No, you look different. No.
You wonder what's with all those feathers.
Exactly.
What's different about you? No, she does say, she's like, something looks different about you. And he's wearing the sheriff's hat. She takes it off. She's like, oh, cut your hair.
That's exactly what you got, a haircut. So by that point, I'm in. I'm like, all right, yeah, fuck it. This is going to be fun. Unfortunately, it was like halfway through the movie. Once you put up with the dirt on the lens and the bad exposure. Where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. So by the time she realizes that turkey is her actual dead father, that the turkey's been wearing the mask. Like 30 seconds later, she's trying to fuck, the jock.
Oh my God.
Like she's totally gotten over it. The dead body
of her father is still laying in the house.
Yes.
And she's just going to town.
Yeah.
They're like, well, we killed the turkey. Let's go to your place and watch some movies.
Yeah. Which is strange since the motivation of like the main jock character is all about these daddy issues that everyone else just so flippant with their loved ones.
When his parents get killed and they have that sequence where he's driving and he's like, God damn it, turkey.
That fucking turkey.
You're fucking dead. Yeah. You're fucking dead. Like turkey keyed his car. Like that's the kind of reaction we're getting out of this guy.
Yeah. Not a lot of, there's no careers to be made out of this film. Again, except maybe for Billy. They hadn't killed him off.
You really think that Billy had a little something going on?
He's got
on?
A little something they call it. No.
Some chutzpah.
So chutzpah, that's right.
Chutzpah.
Not necessarily had star power, but it was just fun to, like, you get the feeling that all these people, like, they were friends before the movie. There was no casting going on, right?
And then they all hated each other after it was
probably, done. Yeah. Oh, man, I was so disappointed, spoiler alert, we got to get to this. That the hot slutty chick, I'm going to call her the hot chick for the purposes of this
movie. Yeah, I don't
remember
what her name was. I don't.
You shouldn't. She's nameless, faceless whore. I was really disappointed, I got to say, that she was let go so early. But the scene where she's offed, it's really disturbing. Like, it almost crosses the line between, hey, we're having fun here, guys, right, with this puppet turkey, too. Oh, my God. Did you show this film to your mother? Should I explain what happens?
Yes, please.
Oh, my God. Okay, so she's the first victim, I think, right, of this group of five?
Yeah, no, you're right.
As it always is. The slut's always
right.
the first
of the group
to
go. Of five. He did kill the guy's parents first.
Right.
Which was really weird. Like, Turkey killed Johnny's parents.
Yes.
Johnny goes over to Christie's house, or goes to Billy's house, where everybody's hanging out.
Yeah.
Everybody just happens to be hanging out at Billy's place.
Yep.
And so, like, they're just sitting there drinking and shit. And, like, that's when Johnny, talk about burying the lead. Johnny's in there, he's like, guys, I got something I need to say. Yeah. That turkey is for real. He killed my parents. Yeah. Like, I would have opened with that.
Yeah, my parents are dead. And by the way,
it was the turkey. So, yeah, the first of the actual five kids, though, yeah, it is the slutty chick.
Yeah, yeah. Because she's not there. She's picked up some John somewhere. Who knows? Leads him. Provocatively into her bedroom, I can assume.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Her bedroom,
yeah.
Somebody's bedroom.
Oh, yeah. The kid's like, are you sure your parents are? She's like, they're cool with it.
So
what?
So we now see it from the turkey's point of view as he's stalking, the slut and her new victim. And he kind of like peeks around the door. You're seeing it from his POV. And she's getting it doggy style.
She's getting, but she's fully dressed.
Fully dressed, of course, because, you know, this is PG-13.
Her dress is hanging like, it's not even like that she's dressed like she has a dress on, but it's like kind of pulled up over her ass.
Yep, nope.
Like, it's just hanging down.
All the way down. Yep.
Yeah.
Not very flattering to her or anyone involved.
But she's getting like dry humped from behind by this exactly. dude. Looks like he's 16 years old.
So we all know where this goes. The turkey kills the guy who's fucking her. Unbeknownst to her.
Don't forget the blood money shot on her back.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That was the worst part, too.
So. I want to know what guy was like, wait. Wait. Yeah, he kills the guy, but, like, how about we just, like, money shot some blood on her back, right?
But then her reaction to it is, like, something like, oh, you came early? And it's
She's like, you don't, you're, she said something about, like, along those yeah. lines that, you know, he gums too quick. I was like, what?
I wish you could see the face I'm making right now because I can't stop making this face as I'm reliving this moment. It's just like, I feel dirty telling this story.
There's this angle.
I'm sorry if you're listening to this, Mom.
As if the camera's set up on top of her head, yeah. looking back,
yes.
and you see just kind of her ass in the sky.
Right.
And like a plume of feathers come up on one side yep. and Turkey's head come up between the cheeks. And he just starts pumping away in this chick.
So he takes over. Where's this girl's self-esteem, by the way? I want to know where she is. She's probably a mother of three somewhere. Her husband and children don't even know that she was in this. One of these days, she's going to pull it out.
No, somebody knows. These people have friends. They did a premiere of this movie, and they were like, you need to come down. We've rented out the Utah theater, and we're gonna watch this. It's the big red carpet premiere, and people came out. They probably had like the observer of whatever town they live in.
That's right.
Covered the event.
That's right. Gary Kogel.
They probably
up.
Yeah. They probably did like a Kickstarter for this thing. Half the people in town, like probably the mayor of whatever small town they live in, was probably the sheriff. You know,
presented the keys to the filmmakers.
Oh yeah,
the keys
this
to
was
the city.
Probably a big deal. They probably submitted this to film festivals.
Hey, Dad. Guess what?
And people got dressed up, and they're like, we're premiering our movie tonight.
Yep.
You should come. You want to come to the premiere?
Red
carpet. And they're
carpet.
Sitting there. They're dressed up, and there's the scene where she's getting fucked in the ass by a turkey.
And then, come on. Oh, well, bled on.
Bled on by the guy beforehand.
But the turkey finishes, doesn't he?
He does finish, but they do find a condom wrapper when Johnny goes there to her house. When Johnny goes there. When Johnny goes to her house, he makes a point. They make a point of doing this deliberate shot of him looking back going, you guys stay here. I'll be right back. And so he goes and he comes out and he's like, she's dead. I found this feather and this.
Yeah.
An extra small gravy-flavored condom.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's when you know that like juvenile children were making this
movie.
Making
this film. I feel like this... That was the point where Thanksgiving jumped the proverbial shark.
a lot of shark talk in this episode.
There is a lot of shark talk. But yet no sharks in this movie.
No.
In Thanksgiving. So there's a few like attempts to kill Turkey.
Yes.
You find out that there's like some talisman that he wears that keeps him immortal.
That's right.
And so they remove the talisman. But
which
then
is good science, by the way.
There's also a spell that they have to perform that's based on a mathematical equation.
That only the nerd can decipher. So once again, everyone has a purpose to serve in this film. And once they do, they're in typical Scream fashion. They're then off.
Then they're off.
Following formula.
Billy eats stuff. And then when he's eaten enough, he gets killed.
There are elements of seven in here, aren't there?
Yeah.
There's like gluttony.
Except
and,
it's five. there's
right.
five people. So they do a spell that takes away the immortality as
That's
well.
Right. Yeah, he's now mortal.
And somehow the redneck guy whose dog died at the beginning shows up in this neighborhood.
I do have to admit, I did not see that coming. I didn't know he was going to play a role that early. I knew he would reappear, but I got to give him credit. I had forgotten about that character by that point. He's the guy who lost the dog early on, the first victim to the turkey.
The guy that he screams out, first my wife, now my dog. Damn you, turkey. So are we supposed to take from that the turkey killed his wife?
I just took it as maybe he lost her to cancer or she fell down a well. But he was more screaming to the gods
that
they had taken away.
Just in general that it was taken away.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I didn't know. I didn't know.
Come on, Joe, think.
I it is true that he only comes back every 505 years.
That's right.
I like that they couldn't have just manipulated the time frame of the movie.
Yeah, let's make it an even round number.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's 505 years.
Gotta be historically accurate.
And the guy's like, "Are you gonna tell me what? You gonna tell me it's been 505 years?" He's like, "No, not for another 45 minutes."
That's right. Yeah, just out of coincidence, right? They happen to be driving. I love how everything so. Also, that he's able to recite and rattle off that entire.
Well, yeah, it's
soliloquy.
The most notorious legend.
Clearly,
in
except
history.
Nobody knows it except for him. Notorious going to be. You know, another thing I like about this movie, there's a lot of puns. It's very punny.
It's like Schwarzenegger was the influence of Turkey.
Or like a James Bond movie. They'd seen a lot of old Sean Connery where he kills somebody and then
Roger
there's
a nice
one-liner. Yeah. Now, that's what I call foul play. is one of my favorites.
Gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
Gobble, gobble. It's a little more, That's pretty much on the surface there. There's
well,
no
that's
pun
it's
intended,
very but. It's very reminiscent of Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Oh yeah, I agree. Yeah. That's now on the poster, isn't it, for Thanksgiving 3?
It is.
We can only presume.
It says on the package, "Gobble gobble, motherfucker."
That's going to get an explicit label at Walmart.
I like that you think that Walmart's going to carry this.
Nobody's going to carry this movie.
I'm surprised. How did Amazon get this? Amazon and Hulu are like, yes, we need this.
Amazon has everything.
Yeah, they do.
You can buy a space station on Amazon, can't you?
Yeah, right now? No, this is true.
Yeah. So what else? Where do you go from here?
I want to know what you would do. Like, what animal would you make a puppet of to make a cheesy horror film like this?
I feel like they've all been done before. This is one of the geniuses of this movie is nobody's ever used a turkey to kill.
Really? But I don't think we've never seen killer turtles, right?
Well, we've seen Ninja Turtles, so that's close. But no, but I mean, like, you've got, you know, sharks and insects and all of the things that we're scared of. Nobody was ever frightened of a turkey.
I don't know, man.
Well, yeah, they can be. With their plumage, when they run at you like that, they're quite aggressive.
Would you have paid money to see this in a theater?
No, I didn't even pay money to see it on my theater screen. Yeah, well, no. If anyone's listening,
nobody's listening.
Yeah, of course.
We haven't been able to put anything up yet. We don't have an image.
I'm working on it, though. Jesus. You know, if I would have known what I was getting into, this is worth $5 to cover the expenses, just to see that one chick get fucked.
Yeah.
And then with gravy.
That's the highlight of the movie for you.
No, I'm saying she's going to need that for her therapy later on down the road. She's going to have to pay for those sessions somehow, and I felt guilty deriving any pleasure from watching that.
Okay, so what did this movie do right?
It knew its audience. Let's put it that way. No, it knew what it was trying to do. Again, it was in on the joke.
Stoners and morons.
As horrible as the acting and the writing. I mean, you know, okay.
It's really bad. They do the whole like JonBenet Ramsey joke like twice.
Twice. Yeah, way to make a timeless film. By the way, making a JonBenet. I had to Google who she was again. I was like, was that the chick who fell down the well?
No,
or was
that
she
was
the one.
Yeah, that was
who got kidnapped by the guy in Ohio.
The toddlers and tiara chick.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I actually have that written. Her legs are harder to shut than the JonBenet Ramsey case. They use that joke twice, and everybody guffaws at it like, you know, it's high comedy.
Well, she says it once, and everyone's like, damn, that's a sick burn. Then the second time she does it, everyone reacts like it's the first time they'd ever heard her say it.
I know, which makes me wonder if they forgot that they shot that scene. And then they were in the editing room, we're like, oh, shit, we fucked up the continuity.
Do you think that maybe the actress brought that joke with her? That, like, the second time was actually the first time she did it.
She was putting her spin on it.
And she did the joke, and, like, everyone was, I get the feeling that some of that reaction was real. That the guys were like, damn, that is harsh, man. That is sick.
You make a good point. That was one of the most honest reactions.
It really was.
In this movie.
And then, like, the second time around, it almost feels like, well, we need to go back, because that is a funny joke. Say it again, because then they call back to it another time.
Yeah.
With the drunk nerd.
He tries to make the joke. It falls flat, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and he totally messes it up. But, yeah, the JonBenet Ramsey thing. Dude, how are we... The sheriff's wife gives him a cup of coffee. And he drinks it and spits it out. He goes, damn, this tastes awful. What'd you do, shit in this? And she shits in the coffee pot.
And I want a divorce.
And just kind of, and doesn't even hit him hard. Just kind of gives him a little
That made me a little sad. And that's earlier on in the movie before I realized what the filmmakers, I'm using the term filmmakers, like they're going to go on to do anything else.
They did Thanksgiving 3, which is amazing looking.
All right, all right. I'll give you that. They're probably making more money and have more exposure than I do, so I can't say anything. But yeah, that must have been somebody's mom, right? How do you pitch that?
I hope
that?
Not.
Where do you
I
find that person
would
to
you,
do
I
that?
I mean, seriously, would you ask your mom while making a film, Mom,
no.
I need you to pretend you shat in this coffee pot.
I can picture myself directing her. No, Mom, you got the verbiage wrong. It's, yes, I did shit in the coffee, and I want a divorce.
It was fucking
disgusting.
Now, let's
take it again from the top. Yeah.
It was fucking disgusting.
Yeah. Unnecessary.
Why did they put a mustache on the guy if he didn't have one? The guy who played the sheriff?
I love that he's always like wearing a cowboy hat and like a sheriff pin.
Sheriff
we have
pin
to
on
know.
His shirt.
It's like breakfast at 7 a.m. He's sitting at his coffee table.
He was dressed up like a turkey. Why okay. was he dressed up like that? Was the policeman's ball was good. To dress up like a turkey?
That's a good point. A salient point, Joe.
Thanks. Because those are hard to make when it comes to this film. What holiday do we make a horror movie of now?
Arbor Day. The trees are attacking. It's
but
part
wasn't that the
Evil
happening?
Dead. No, I mean like they're walking around like the Wizard of Oz trees throwing apples.
Like Lord of the Rings?
And like raping people with their roots. Yeah, that's right. It's Evil Dead all over again.
That is pretty good, man.
Arbor Day.
Yeah, Arbor Day wouldn't be bad.
Yeah. What do you got?
Man, I don't know, dude.
It's not so easy on the other side.
No, it really isn't. The first thing I go to, the first thing that entered my mind was President's Day.
Ooh.
Yeah. No. Almost like the like you open up on like Disney's Hall of Presidents and this lightning bolt hits the building.
Holy shit.
And all of like the presidents start to become like self-aware.
Wait a minute.
And like sentient and they get up and start taking.
You've said too much. Don't say any more. We need to. Nobody this heard
is,
this.
This idea is copyrighted.
We can't release this podcast
it belongs,
now.
It belongs to the editing bay on the Next Wave Radio Network. You know us because we're the podcast without an image.
No, there's going to be an image. Even if the image is image not available.
Oh, okay.
That's what it's going to say.
There we
That'll
go.
Be our image.
We've got it settled.
We'll get something up there.
Okay, what did this movie, dare I ask, what did this movie get unforgivably wrong?
Again, you can't fuck people, actual people, with inanimate puppets.
But it was an animated puppet. It was an animated puppet.
Yeah, but I didn't even think about that. Whose hand is up that puppet's ass?
Which is
fucking,
in turn up her ass.
You know what? You got to have some balls. I'm turning around now on these directors.
Yeah. Because
they got some chutzpah. They have asked, you know, some 50-year-old woman to be the mother who shits in coffee.
Yes.
They've asked, you know, somebody who's probably one of their peers. Hey, we need a hot chick, which, you know, can be kind of a compliment. Except we need you to get fucked by this puppet that my hand's going to be in.
Why are we forgetting about the guy who, the driver of the car who's picking up turkey? Like, that guy has to be the dude who wanted to fuck the turkey.
That's true, yeah.
And
yeah.
gets killed.
Nope, you're going to be a pedophile hitchhiker.
Who wants to fuck a turkey.
Exactly.
The turkey who has a gun. Okay, so did we talk about how Billy dies?
We touched on it, but that needs to be expanded upon because that is the highlight of the movie.
So it's Billy is apparently crazy hungry.
Yeah.
Like, he's been doing nothing but eating the whole movie, but apparently he's, like, way hungry.
Yeah.
And he's walking down the street, and Turkey decides he's going to use some weird, like, hypnotic powers.
That's right.
To make himself look like a cooked cartoon turkey that Billy picks up and just drinks down.
Yeah. Shoves it into his mouth.
So I thought that it was just he was making Billy hallucinate, and Billy wasn't eating anything.
Oh, no.
And that's when Jeff was like, no. I think he fooled Billy into thinking he was a cooked turkey, and Billy just ate him. And Jeff was saying the words, I think he's about to pop. Bam!
Boom. Alien style.
That is when Turkey pokes his head out. Didn't just poke his head out. Had the gun shot the guy with and throws the gun out of the dude's chest and then sticks his head out. And that's when we got the line, gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
Turns around, looks at him. Yeah,
yes.
That's great.
Do you feel like we should have had a different voice for Turkey? Do you think that the voice worked?
No, it was a little too Freddy Krueger-ish for me and sounded like – I like the voice you did earlier, actually.
I was just trying to imitate his voice.
Yeah, it was more of an homage, but I thought it fit nicely. It seemed a little it seemed a little mean-spirited was what I was about to say. The turkey that fucks and then murders people.
Fucks and murders. And then like – kills a dog. I don't like when they do that in movies. I think Jeff was saying that too when he was watching it, that he doesn't like when they do that. I don't like when they kill animals.
Pretty sure
stuff.
PETA wasn't on the set for this film to approve. The murdering of that dog. Although artfully shot, I'll have to say. They did a good job of, I don't know if you ever tried to film a dog. It sounds awful. Like walking towards you. They always want to like sniff the lens. There's a nice shot at the beginning where the dog's kind of like looking around in the woods. The camera's right in front of him, tracking along with it. And I was like, all right, kudos, because I've tried to get that shot before, and it's a pain in the ass.
Oh, so wow.
Somebody, they must have had second unit director.
See, that's what I like about this. I like that we can get like a real filmmaker point of view on what these people pulled off. So something they did get right is filming with the dog.
That and man, that musical montage, that's got to be on YouTube, right? That little two-minute clip.
When they were going through all the books?
Where he's, no, where he's singing about his best friend.
My
dead best friend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's on YouTube. We found that.
Please find that.
I was trying to find the clip of the hitchhiker thing for Ken when we were sitting here. Oh, and geez. I was like, I want to show you that they didn't have that on YouTube.
No, it's been pulled down probably. Censors in China wouldn't even let that.
How would you have done his voice?
It's a turkey. It's got to have a bit of a hillbilly tinge.
Would you have had him talk?
That's an interesting question. Could you do it all pantomime?
Well,
or is it just a menacing turkey?
Okay, let's sit here and talk serious for a second.
Okay.
If we're making a serious movie about a turkey that kills people.
Right.
All right, now we've already got to accept the fact that there's a turkey that's going to be killing people in this movie.
But now it's more like Jurassic Park, where they're just animals and his instinct takes over.
Jurassic turkey. it's like some kind of rabid turkey. It could still be a possessed evil turkey. It could be like Cujo, but with a turkey.
I don't know. Some of the best scenes in this movie are the interaction between the daughter and turkey wearing dead father face mask.
But that's this movie, a movie that didn't try to make a serious film.
No.
But if we were going to make a serious horror movie and the killer was a turkey, would you have it talk or would it be silent?
No, it'd be much more menacing that way. If he just looked at you with his cold dead eyes like a doll's eyes. My Jaws reference for the episode. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
That's it. ending on a high. The sequence where Turkey comes in incognito to try to stake out the main female's place.
Yeah.
I can't remember what her name is, if it's Chrissy or Christine.
Kristen.
So he shows up at the door and he's got like a Groucho Marx glasses with the nose and the mustache.
Yep.
And this is his disguise. And he's like, is Kristen here? And the dad is dressed up in his turkey costume. And he's like, no, she's not here. And he invites him in to have coffee. Yeah. And like, there's this, it's probably a 4-minute scene.
It's like a Quentin Tarantino directed,
And they're
locked down the camera.
Yeah, they're just sitting there drinking coffee, making small talk.
It's hilarious.
And this turkey with the Groucho Marx glasses is actually like taking sips every once in a while, drinking out of the cup, and then like at one point just goes, oh, fuck, this is awkward. I think I'm just going to go. And he was going to spare the guy, but the guy kept calling him a midget and kept calling him a duck and ultimately ended up getting himself killed because he was obnoxious.
That's right. Let that be a lesson to you.
Did this mean that the mother got spared? Did the was it her mom or was it her stepmom?
Good question. I don't know that they ever address it properly.
I don't remember.
He calls her and tells her they're getting a divorce.
Yeah, he says something about that. Like that's one of the first. He's like, oh yeah, by the way, me and your mom are getting a divorce. Love you, bye.
So we can only assume that is the biological mother of.
So
Kristen,
she got unscathed.
Yeah. She's the one survivor of this movie, right?
I believe so.
Aside from Kristen herself, who we should mention, is the hero of this story.
Yeah.
Unassumingly, too, because I could have swore. I'm telling you, that first shot where we see the jock and he's like standing on the steps and it's like shot from a low angle looking up.
Yeah.
And he kind of takes a big sniff in the air and looks around like my domain. I was like, all right, this movie is made by jocks for jocks.
And you know what? He even kind of went on a little bit of a journey.
He
from
did.
Being a coward to facing up against the turkey.
And that's why he had to die. Because everybody who fulfills their role is then is then taken care of.
And then, all you had to do was have bad acne to survive this movie.
And dude, be 24 pounds overweight. Yeah.
There were some horrible moments. And I know, it seems stupid because we're talking about a movie that was aiming to be bad.
No, I like this. Let's psychoanalyze.
But we've got the shots, especially when they're in the car and they're talking, or in the Jeep rather, in the very beginning, and they're talking about, well, what are you thankful for? And the kid's like, I'm thankful your mom has the juiciest poon in town.
Awful.
And so Johnny's like, I'm thankful for being with my friends. What about you, Christine? And they don't switch to like the counter angle of her. They go to like an angle on the whole other side of the car.
They broke the 180-degree rule.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Like so much so that you're like disoriented. You're like, who am I looking at?
Well,
I thought
he was talking to the slut in the back seat is how bad that cut was.
Oh, yeah.
I like how we're analyzing the editing here. Well, see, I would have inserted a cutaway.
I just think be a little bit more skilled with the cutaway. I would have added a white piece of paper that they could have balanced the whiteness against.
I don't think the camera they were using had a white balance.
You don't think so?
To be fair. I'm telling you, in that whole scene where they're in the Jeep, you can see dirt on the lens. Like, they didn't even have a fucking towel to clean off the lens.
Yeah,
it's reflecting in the sun.
I just feel like they didn't bring anything to clean the stuff with. They had to have had a white balance on that camera. They had some balance stuff in the beginning.
Well, they certainly had a tripod at one point, I'll give them that.
I think they broke the tripod
for
a day,
yeah.
Because eventually there were no more lockdown shots.
No, yeah, it's very cinema verite in its handheld.
What was Turkey doing in the tent?
Oh,
who's making us like? Did they seriously?
Oh, I totally forgot
like,
about that.
I don't know if I missed something because all I saw was there were shots of him and he's like making a salad.
He's tossing a salad.
But is that? God, he's
No, I think that's the joke they were going.
That's
for.
It. Like that's all he was doing.
He's a vegetarian. He's a turkey. He only.
He's
craves
not a
human
vegetarian.
Flesh.
He killed and he ate the guy's tongue. He ate one dude's
to be fair,
tongue.
We didn't see him ingest. It was more out of spite.
Why was he green? Why was he glowing green? When he killed the nerd.
Oh, because, well, by that point, he'd already been killed once, remember?
He was killed once.
So that was Necromancer Turkey again. Or Zombie Turkey.
That was, what's the difference? I thought he was already undead Turkey. Like, he rose from the grave at the beginning of the movie.
But he was, all right. You got me there. Damn it, Joe. You found the one fatal flaw.
Found the chink in the Thanksgiving armor.
In the logic here.
Is there anything else we need to talk about with this movie?
You know, we do a lot of talking about like good movies that want to be bad or bad movies that want to be good. I think this one was successful in what it was attempting to do.
What was it attempting to do?
It just give people a good time. Show a little TNA, show a little blood, have a turkey puppet that kills people. I'm excited for the sequel. I got to tell you, I'm a little jealous of you that you've already seen portions of it.
Oh yeah.
And I think they're gonna outdo themselves.
Let me give you a little. I'll give you and our listeners a little sneak preview of what you have to expect with Thanksgiving 3.
Okay.
It starts off with footage of the supposed Thanksgiving 2.
Right.
That takes place in space.
Yep.
Where Turkey is a fighter pilot in a starship. And at one point kills another starship and even says something to the effects of, nice tits, bitch. and kills something. And then there's like, there's another pilot, but it's like talking cranberry sauce.
It looked very like Mystery Science Theater 3000.
It's a little like that.
Yeah.
It's a little like that. But then we find out like, okay, that this movie's actually been destroyed. And there's this, like, huge dude in, like, armor or whatever, and he's walking around, but he has, like, a puppet inchworm on his shoulder.
Okay.
And you find out this
inchworm.
Is it
David Bowie?
No. No, no,
this isn't
no.
Labyrinth?
Like, Labyrinth. No. This inchworm was Turkey's co-star in Thanksgiving 2.
Oh.
And he finds out, like, oh, Turkey's going to be pissed when he finds out about this. We need to get, the resistance together. And... like, so there's that, and then there's this whole weird, like, cat cartoon that, like, all these puppets like watching.
Wow.
And
production value, huh?
Oh, my God. There's so much of it. There's a talking trash can. there's a puppet that's lost her mind, and she's, like, our protagonist in this movie.
Uh-huh.
And she ends up befriending this human who wears, like, a powder white wig with, like, a hat and, like, an old...
I saw that in the trailer.
Yeah. And that's, like... that's the love interest. Okay?
For the puppet?
For the puppet.
All right. I'm with you. I'm still on board. I'm still
so
seeing this.
He's trying to help her reclaim her mind. She lost her mind.
Oh.
And so she's on a journey to find her mind again.
Sounds like
and
a very new, thoughtful, insightful
thing. It has so many thoughtful moments. Like, I'm telling you, I haven't watched the whole thing, but it has so many. There's so much introspection and, like, just quiet moments of this puppet, like, walking through forests.
Wow.
And thinking about... It doesn't fit at all what you've just watched in Thanksgiving 1.
Oh, that's disappointing.
And the production of it, the production value is amazing. Like, obviously, they got actual equipment to film this with. It's so gorgeous to look at times.
So this is going to be like the Mallrats of...
of Clerks?
Of the... this is the Mallrats to Thanksgiving.
Is that what Mallrats was for you? Was
well,
Mallrats
I just,
like...
I remember, like, Clerks was, you know, one of the better Kevin Smith movies because of its low budgetness, because it was clearly just a bunch of people, you know, we don't have good cameras, we don't have lenses, we don't have very good actors, but we have words, we have these words, and we have a way of storytelling that hasn't been done before.
Right.
And then they gave him a budget. They gave him like $50 million or something to make the sequel when Clerks was such a success.
And then there was the 40-minute scene at like a party that got cut out.
Exactly, yeah. There were 45 minutes into the movie, they hadn't even made it to the mall. The movie's called Mallrats, for fuck's sake. So clearly they had a little bit too much money to play with. They didn't know what to do with it. They didn't need to focus. So now I'm almost excited for Thanksgiving 4 or 5. Whatever they're going to jump to next.
Maybe Thanksgiving 10.
That'll be their Chasing Amy, where they finally bring it back down.
I kind of feel like
their magnum opus.
I feel like Thanksgiving 3 would be the Thanksgiving version of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Ooh.
Because, well, are you not a fan of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back?
I am not.
Wow.
I can't.
Okay.
I appreciated what it was trying to do. I'd tell you when it lost me, what they did to poor Mark Hamill. I cannot forget.
So you were in almost until the very end of the movie.
Yeah. I was tolerating it. I was chuckling. I liked all the cameos.
With Cockknocker. He was Cockknocker. That's hilarious. Okay.
This is Luke Skywalker. You're ruining one of my heroes. You're putting him in this horrible suit with the... All right, yeah.
Dude, did you ever see Mark Hamill in the show The Flash?
Oh, yeah,
when he was
point.
The trickster?
All right, well, but that was the
80s. That was horrible. Yeah, it was the 90s.
It was late 80s, maybe early 90s. I actually like that show, but yeah, you're right.
The Flash?
He was not the highlight of it.
Well, I only say that it's kind of their version of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back just because there's a lot more color. There's a lot more environment.
Okay.
There's a lot more production design.
Is there a monkey?
It's a lot more self-aware. There might be a monkey.
Uh-oh. Your eyes say yes.
I seem to remember there being some kind of monkey or animal like that.
All right, I'm back in.
It's very self-aware, just like how Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back was very self-aware as a movie.
Yeah, it turned it on itself.
Yeah, it did. It knew what it was.
All right.
And that's what this is. Like, you're already saying there's a Thanksgiving 2 in this movie. You're saying that there's a Thanksgiving 2. There's a fight in this movie where Turkey fights a good version, like a Gandalf turkey.
Oh, Turkey the White.
Turkey the White. And Turkey the White says something along the lines of, "You shall not peck," and slams his cane on the ground, and it turns into an 8-bit fight from like an old Nintendo game.
No way!
And you even get like the Thanksgiving theme song done in like chiptune.
Oh, yes! Well, you should have opened with that. Again, burying the lead.
Right? And you see like they talk to each other, but it's in text. It's brilliant.
Okay.
Like, they really go above and beyond with this one in a very self-aware, fan service-y kind of way.
So like Damon Lindelof, they call him in to do a rewrite or something on the script.
Right, there you go.
Great.
But that'll be for when, I guess, whenever we see Thanksgiving 3.
All right.
There anything else we need to cover with this? Is this the kind of movie, are you going to recommend this? Like, say you talk to Jason Cox.
Sure.
And you're like, oh, dude, you want to see something really funny? Thanksgiving. Would you ever tell him to see that?
I think Jason is the exact audience for this movie. He would get a kick out of it. It's a little long. There's a bit of a false ending there where they kill the turkey once and then it comes back again, although it goes out in high fashion. And actually, that's one of my favorite lines of the movie when she says, "Peck on someone your own size." Again, the little comedic puns like that is self-aware.
You must have loved The Expendables because that's all that movie is.
That's true.
Just trading each other's taglines.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. Jason won't enjoy this movie, I think. And I think there's anybody who's listening to this podcast, if you're looking for bad movies that are fun to watch, this is fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can recommend it.
All right. Well, I'm kind of with you on that.
Two waddles up.
I feel like...
Sorry.
Two gobbles.
There you go.
No, I feel like if you are the kind of person that listens to this kind of podcast and you enjoy experiencing bad film done bad on purpose, film done bad not quite deliberately...
Yeah.
I think that there's going to be an appreciation that you could find in this.
Yeah. This could be a double feature with Birdemic.
Yeah. No, absolutely. The avian flu. We'll just call it the avian flu now.
Oh, you don't get any better than that.
So, yeah, I guess you get two thumbs up from Joel and I when it comes to Thanksgiving. Totally worth your time to check out. Not quite sure what we're going to do next. I don't know if we're going to do X-Men Origins Wolverine or Sharknado.
You know, X-Men, what is it again? Tell me the title.
X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Is that what it's called? Wasn't that the first one?
The first one was X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay,
this cool. one's just called The Wolverine.
That's right. Okay.
But we're not going to do that next
no.
because... That's on next Tuesday.
And that might be a good movie.
Really?
Well, the look on your face.
No,
when
I don't
that,
think that's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to either. And we already know that Origins was not a good movie.
No,
so that'll
not
be fun.
At all. So we'll figure that out.
But we got to do Sharknado. Sharknado's
then, you
the
know
queen
what?
Of,
I need to see. You've seen Sharknado.
That's the problem. You haven't seen it. You don't realize the glory that you're missing
the
out
The glory
on.
Of love.
Twitter has discovered
the
it.
The Peter Cetera-ness of this movie. All right. Then, you know what? Next week, we'll talk about Sharknado. And we'll get to the bottom of this and find out what all is going on with that.
Tara Reid makes her comeback.
Oh, God, no.
Reviving her career, Quentin Tarantino style.
Oh, God. All right. So
look out, Travolta.
I want to thank you so much for listening to us. This has been The Editing Bay on the Next Wave Radio Network. I'm Joe.
And I'm Joel.
And we'll check you out next week.
Thanks, guys.
You've been listening to the Next Wave Radio Network.
That's fucking gold.